welcome to Bitcoover FM every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. Right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, we are Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And tonight, we'd like to welcome you in to the Virtual Plaza, where we will be discussing in great detail the wonder of Frutiger Arrow. What is Frutiger Arrow? What does it look like? What does it taste like? What does it sound like? Frutiger Arrow, of course, being an aesthetic of design, music, technology from the mid-2000s to the early 2010s. Skeuomorphism, glossy designs, lots of blues and greens, fish, grass, Windows XP, Windows Vista, the Wii, the 3DS, vibrant colors, nature, cloudy skies, tropical fish, water, bubbles, and of course some offshoots of Frutiger Arrow as well too. And not to mention the awesome Frutiger Arrow music. So thank you so much for joining us here in the Virtual Plaza of Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only Frutiger Arrow broadcast. Let's listen to a little bit of music, and we'll do a bit of talking. So for those of you who don't know, Frutiger Arrow, also referred to as Web 2.0 Gloss, or summer futurism, that kind of stuff, was a widespread design style that dominated various fields, including advertising, media, stock imagery, and technology from approximately 2004 to 2013. Emerging after the Y2K aesthetic, Frutiger Arrow is distinguished by its extensive use of skeuomorphism, glossy textures, vibrant color palettes, especially greens and blues, and nature-inspired elements such as cloudy skies, fish, water, and bubbles. The aesthetic also features lens flares, bokeh effects, abstract tech patterns, aurora-inspired gradients, and the frequent use of the Frutiger typeface, hence the name Frutiger. So the Frutiger is a humanist sans-serif font, and Arrow refers to the design style design guide of Windows Vista, Windows XP, mostly Windows Vista at the time. Initially, the design style lacked a specific name, as more closely associated with individual styles, such as Windows Arrow, the skeuomorphic icons of Apple's iOS, and the visuals of the games Mirror's Edge and Spore, to name a few, rather than a broader aesthetic category. During its peak, some referred to it as Web 2.0 Gloss, but this term primarily described glossy interface elements rather than the overall aesthetic. The term Frutiger Arrow was introduced in 2017 by Sophie Lee of the Consumer Aesthetics Research Institute, which has a fantastic website where you can go and do deep dives on all these different aesthetics, and gained significant traction in 2022, leading to a renewed interest in the aesthetic. Frutiger Arrow also encompasses a variety of sub-aesthetics, such as Frutiger Metro, Techno Zen, Frutiger Eco, and Helvetica Aqua. The name Frutiger Arrow is derived from two key influences: the Frutiger typeface created by Adrian Frutiger and commonly used in Frutiger Arrow designs, and the Windows Arrow interface, introduced in Windows Vista and Windows 7, which played a significant role in popularizing the aesthetic's glossy, translucent appearance. So where did Frutiger come from? Let's talk about the early influences, 2001 to 2004 kind of thing. The origins of Frutiger Arrow can be traced back to the early builds of Microsoft's Windows Longhorn, later released as Windows Vista, a reference to Whistler Blackcomb, actually, and the skeuomorphic design language of Mac OS X, which drew inspiration from early versions of iMovie. As the world transitioned from the Y2K era, Frutiger Arrow began to emerge as a fresh, optimistic design language that reflected the changing cultural landscape of the early 2000s. Frutiger Aero gained significant recognition and adoption starting in late 2004 with the release of Windows Media Player 10, the 7th-gen video game consoles, including the PSP, Xbox 360, the Wii, etc., Apple's iconic iPod advertising campaign, and the rise of Web 2.0 design trends. Its popularity continued to grow in 2005 and 2006 with the release of Windows XP Media Center Edition, Longhorn Build 5048, the first build with a fully Aero-enabled UI, Windows Vista, the Xbox 360, the Nintendo DS Lite, PlayStation 3, and Nintendo Wii. By 2007, with the launch of Windows Vista, the first generation iPhone, and Mac OS X Leopard, Frutiger Aero had firmly established itself as the dominant design aesthetic of the era. From 2007 to 2012, Frutiger Aero reached its zenith of influence, permeating nearly every aspect of visual culture. It served as a more refined, corporate-friendly evolution of the Y2K aesthetic, featuring similar bright, glossy, and futuristic elements. During this period, Frutiger Aero also intersected with other popular aesthetics such as McBling, Surf Crush, and Electropop 08, leading to the emergence of various sub-aesthetics under the ever-expanding Frutiger umbrella. However, with the rise of flat design in the early 2010s, we marked the beginning of Frutiger Aero's decline. In 2012, the skeuomorphic look of Frutiger Aero, as seen in Windows 7, started to fade in favor of the flat design, as exemplified by Windows 8 and Windows 10. Nintendo's Wii U was the last video game console to fully embrace Frutiger Aero, but its commercial failure further contributed to the aesthetic's decline. By 2013, with the release of iOS 7 and the growing popularity of minimalist design trends, Frutiger Aero had largely fallen out of favor. The emergence of corporate Memphis in 2017 further solidified the shift away from Frutiger Aero's skeuomorphic, glossy style. However, the aesthetic has experienced a resurgence in years, thank goodness, driven by nostalgia and a growing appreciation for its unique visual language. The term Frutiger Aero was coined by Sophie Lee of the Consumer Aesthetics Research Institute in 2017, leading to a gradual increase in interest in the aesthetic. Since late 2022, it has experienced a revival through social media videos driven by nostalgia, with the hashtag Frutiger Aero being used over 30 million times on TikTok, with the subreddit Frutiger Aero on Reddit having more than 50,000 members. Aero's revival mirrors the Y2K resurgence, a trend that has been ongoing since the mid-late 2010s. Given this neo-Y2K phenomenon, it is plausible that a neo-Aero movement is currently underway or will emerge in the future, exemplifying the 20-year nostalgia cycle, as Frutiger Aero began triggering mass nostalgia approximately 18 years after its emergence. Super cool stuff. Well, that's enough yakking for the first little bit, so we'll get you familiar. I'm sure you can picture in your mind some heavy-duty examples of Frutiger Aero. But let's find a good track here. I mean, there's so many good tracks, but why don't we pull this down for just a moment? Let's go over to our other computer here, because what's more Frutiger Aero than the internet settings music of the 3DS? If you joined us last week, we had Listener Appreciation Week, all featuring the Frutiger Aero vibes of the Nintendo consoles, and we'll be playing a few of those in addition to some other great music from that time period and inspired by it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Frutiger Aero episode of Bitcoover FM. We are closing out Season 15 with a deep dive into the aesthetics of Frutiger Aero. Ah, yes. The Wii Forecast Channel. Fantastic stuff. The Wii actually had a built-in weather channel exemplifying the Frutiger Aero design aesthetics. Let's talk a little bit more about everyone's favorite aesthetic style with some essential visual characteristics of the Frutiger Aero aesthetic. Frutiger Aero uses user interface that often incorporate linear gradients, bloom and glow effects, and a glossy sheen on many elements to create a sense of depth and realism. At first glance, Frutiger Aero visuals can be mistaken for the Y2K aesthetic, but the primary difference lies in the higher definition visuals and more sophisticated 3D graphics compared to most Y2K imagery. Largely due to Frutiger Aero emerging just as HD video began to gain popularity. Frutiger Aero visuals somewhat lack the anything-goes mentality associated with the Y2K aesthetic, opting for a more refined look. The aesthetic is often considered the halfway point between the busyness of the Y2K era and the minimalism of the flat design corporate Memphis era. Ugh. Common motifs associated with Frutiger Aero include skeuomorphism, where icons and elements are actually designed to look like the thing that they are representing. Glossy textures, humanism, nature-inspired elements, bokeh bubbles, Frutiger fonts, glass, and auroras. Some Frutiger Aero designs prominently feature the color blue to mimic the ocean or to resemble abstract tech, while others adopt a green, more natured-oriented approach. The Frutiger Aero encompassed the zeitgeist from the mid-2000s, roughly 2004, to the early 2010s, about 2013. Frutiger Aero and its related aesthetics and subgenres dominated advertising, stock imagery, technology, web design, branding, and media during its mainstream period. The Frutiger Aero succeeded the Y2K era and preceded the flat design era, often considered the middle ground between the two. Frutiger Aero itself is increasingly broad, leading the internet to assign subcategories to better understand its intricacies. Let's discuss some of these sub-aesthetics now. Frutiger Eco, a broad sub-aesthetic of Frutiger Aero that focuses on renewable energy, living in harmony with nature, and incorporating futuristic themes and architecture centered around sustainability. It was prevalent in images, advertising, and graphic design of the mid-2000s and early 2010s, aiming to raise awareness of climate change while encouraging optimism through visuals portraying an eco-friendly and advanced utopian future. Helvetica Aqua. Helvetica Aqua, also known as Frutiger Aqua, Aqua Core, Low Frutiger, or simply Helvetica Aqua Aero, a Frutiger Aero and Y2K sub-aesthetic characterized by its use of imagery related to the sea, the ocean, and beaches, combining aquatic elements with shared aspects of Y2K and Frutiger Aero, such as gloss, futurism, 3D rendered objects, early 2000s imagery, and gradients. Due to this, it is considered the halfway point between Y2K and Frutiger Aero. Frutiger Aurora. Frutiger Aurora is a subgenre of Frutiger Aero that focuses on the aurora visuals, a natural light display in the Earth's sky, predominantly seen in higher latitude regions around the Arctic and Antarctic. Frutiger Aurora emerged in the early 2000s towards the end of the Y2K era and maintained its popularity into the early 2010s. Dark Aero, or Frutiger Ego, is a subgenre of Frutiger Aero popular from around 2006 to 2015. Dark Aero employs a darker color palette, contrasting the depth-filled colorful motifs of characteristic of Frutiger Aero, resulting in a more simplistic look that persisted even after Frutiger Aero's decline. Another signature characteristic of Dark Aero is Aero Glass. Techno Zen, one of my favorites. An aesthetic primarily inspired by the aesthetics of mid-late 2000s Japanese technology. It can be described as sterile and professional-looking while simultaneously being cozy, friendly, and cute. Techno Zen is the Japanese counterpart of Frutiger Arrow and is considered a sub-aesthetic of it, although techno-zen is largely evocative of Asian design and minimalism, while Frutiger Arrow is more global. Next one I'm sure you're well aware of, Funky Seasons, also known as Four Colors, a frequently used color scheme found in consumer products, technology, and advertising during the mid-2000s to the early 2010s, first primarily seen around 2004 as part of Apple's iPod Silhouette campaign, a subgenre of super flat pop and Frutiger Arrow, prominently consisting of electric lime, sky blue, hot pink, and neon orange. Dorfic, also known as Sunshine Polypunk or Polysunk, is an aesthetic featuring abstract tech-esque minimalist imagery that was popular from the mid-late 2000s to the mid-2010s. Dorfic is an acronym for Daylight Orange Futurism and the last four letters of the word graphic. This aesthetic is a subgenre of Frutiger Arrow and abstract tech and can be compared to Stekphysism. I'm not really sure about that genre. Ah, yes, Floral Metro, or Vector Garden, a subgenre of Vector Flourish, Frutiger Arrow, and Frutiger Metro. It is characterized by minimalist abstract flourish patterns, flowers, auroras, butterflies, bubbles, and the heavy use of gradients, transparent, and glossy textures. Vector Garden was popular between the mid-2000s and early 2010s, sharing significant overlap with Frutiger Arrow due to their shared visual motifs, such as humanism, nature, auroras, and glossy textures. A couple of other related aesthetics that you may want to check out are Bright Tertiaries and Frutiger Metro. So now that we know a little bit more about kind of the design aesthetics of Frutiger Arrow and its subgenres and sub-aesthetics, let us return to the music once more. Thank you so much for joining us here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only Frutiger Arrow broadcast. You're listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, broadcasting every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Oh yeah, this is a classic Fruta Guerrero track. Main menu of We Party. Speaking of the We, let's talk about Fruta Guerrero's presence in popular culture. Unlike the Y2K aesthetic of the late 1990s and early 2000s, which heavily influenced science fiction, TV shows, music, and video games, there was less overlap between Fruta Guerrero and popular culture. It was and remains primarily a corporate design philosophy. But due to its bright and minimal design, Fruta Guerrero was heavily used in casual video games such as Wii Play, Portal, Mirror's Edge, Wii Sports, The Sims, and other notable and popular examples of the aesthetic. Engines like the Unreal Engine, Source Engine, and others frequently employed design elements similar to Fruta Guerrero. Certain video games and consoles where they used, user interfaces and technology that used Fruta Guerrero design include the PSP, the PlayStation Portable, Xbox 360, the Gizmondo, wow, I remember that, the Nintendo DS Lite, the PlayStation 3, the Wii, the iMac, Windows Vista, Windows Mobile, iOS 1 through 6, the first generation of the iPhone through the iPhone 4S, roughly. Mac OS 10, versions 10.5 to 10.9-ish. The PS2 Super Slim, the Nintendo DSi, early versions of Android, Windows 7, Samsung Galaxy S, the PS Vita, the Nintendo 3DS, the Samsung Galaxy S2, Note, and kind of the final example, the Nintendo Wii U. Very cool. And of course, not just technology, but also music and sound design. And we should note that it can be challenging to definitively categorize something as Fruta Guerrero. You know, there's a question that goes across the internet and across many forum posts and groups, and is this Fruta Guerrero? Is this Fruta Guerrero? Where's the meme with the butterfly? Is this Fruta Guerrero? There are certain sounds and genres that evoke the aesthetic's futuristic, glossy, and optimistic qualities, including the use of marimbas, pianos, violins, chimes, synths, samples, distortion effects, pitch, and speed variation, as I heard in the night and decor kind of vibes, bit-crushing, MIDI instruments, heavy bass, good stuff. Very, very cool. Related kind of side genres, definitely for sure vaporwave crosses over there, techno and EDM, ambient and synth pop, hardcore, hyperpop for sure, bubblegum bass, PC music, Vocaloid, C-punk, cloud rap, a little bit of jungle and D&B, breakcore, definitely all those at that time had elements of Fruta Guerrero. For sure, some notable examples are the menu and user interface music of the Nintendo consoles of that time, the 3DS, the DS, the DS Lite, the DSi, the Nintendo Wii, the Nintendo Wii U, definitely iPhone ringtones of that time, for sure. And definitely because of the resurgence of Fruta Guerrero as a movement, a lot of people are releasing music these days that sounds like Fruta Guerrero, even though it may or may not be of that time period. So why don't we listen to a little bit of that now, if I can pull it up here on computer 2. Why don't we listen to a little bit of Tsundere Twin Tails? That sounds good to me, right here on Vancouver FM. Let's listen to Morning Alarm by Tsundere Twin Tails.